Today, Jesus sends out 72 disciples ahead of him, like lambs among wolves. He gives them very little, no purse, no bag, no sandals, and commands them to stay in the homes that welcome them, to eat what's offered, to heal the sick, and to proclaim two things. First, peace to this household, and second, the kingdom of God is at hand for you. These two messages, one comforting and one rather challenging, form the heartbeat of the gospel. And they invite us today to reflect deeply on what it means to depend entirely on God through his church. So let us begin with a truth that we often resist. We are utterly dependent on God. In our culture, we're taught, especially in our nation, that independence is maturity and self-sufficiency is strength. We just spent a day blowing things up on the 4th of July to celebrate that independence, right? But in the spiritual life, really the opposite is true. Before God, we are not competent adults managing our own affairs. We're rather like infants, like real infants, helpless, fragile, and entirely reliant on God's grace, on God's providence, and on God's love. Just as an infant cannot nourish itself, clothe itself, or even protect itself, so too we cannot live the Christian life on our own power. And here is the beauty of the gospel. God does not leave us to do that, to fend for ourselves. He gives us a mother, the church. As Isaiah says in our first reading, as a mother comforts her child, so will I comfort you. In Jerusalem, you shall find your comfort. The church is not merely an institution, a system of doctrines or rules. She is first and foremost a mother in love with her children, even to the point of helplessness. Her love is not transactional. It is tender and even desperate. She longs to give us grace, nourishment, strength. But like a nursing mother, she can only give it if we receive. And this is where our role comes in. The infant must nurse. If the child refuses to eat, it will starve. Not because the mother has stopped loving, but because the child refuses her love. In the same way, the Christian who refuses to rely on God, who lives by their own strength, their own plan, their own cleverness, will go unnourished. Grace is not forced on us. It must be received in trust, in humility, and in childlike dependence. This forms really a perfect circle of love and dependence. God works through the church to nourish and guide us, and we depend on the church, just as the church depends on our willingness to receive. Without our cooperation, without our humble yes, the cycle breaks. And this is why our Lord's words are both comforting and challenging. Peace to this household, a word of reassurance, a promise of mercy, but also the kingdom of God is at hand for you, a call to attention, to repentance, and to decision. Jesus knows that we need both. We need the message of peace because we are weary. We carry burdens, burdens of anxiety and sin and grief and loneliness. And the gospel offers us rest. Come to me, all you who are labored or are burdened, and I will give you rest. But we also need that message of the kingdom because at times we're slow to move, we are quick to grow very comfortable, and we're tempted to keep God at arm's length. The kingdom is at hand, and that means our time is now. There is some urgency in the gospel, so we must decide how to live, and we must decide now. So how do we live this dependence? Well, Jesus tells the disciples to go simply, to travel light, to rely on hospitality, to bring peace and healing, and really to leave failures behind. Simplicity, companionship, single-mindedness, and detachment from rejection. These are not just practical tips for missionaries. They're really the posture of every Christian life. Simplicity. Do I cling to things that make me feel secure instead of clinging to God? Companionship. Do I try to go it alone in my faith, or do I walk with others, sharing burdens and joys? Single-mindedness. Is my heart divided, or is it truly fixed on God and his kingdom? And finally, leaving defeat behind. When I encounter failure, rejection, or sin, do I get stuck, or do I shake the dust from my feet and keep following Christ? Brothers and sisters, the harvest is indeed abundant, but the laborers are few. And those laborers are not just clergy or missionaries. They're all of us, all the baptized. If we want to be laborers in the Lord's field, we must begin by becoming infants, helpless and trusting, receiving everything from the hand of God. Let the church be your mother. Let her sacraments nourish you. Let her teaching guide you. Let her wounds not scandalize you, but remind you that her love is real, it's human, and it's even suffering, just like any mother who truly loves. And above all, let's remember those two messages Jesus places on the lips of his disciples, and therefore on our own lips too. Peace to this household. You and I are bearers of peace, not because we have all the answers, but because we know the one who is peace. And the kingdom of God is at hand for you. The time is now. Grace is available. The door is open. So let us step forward, empty-handed, but also open-hearted. The church is ready to nourish us. Christ is ready to send us, and the world is ready to receive peace.